This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Aurora Police Department sent an undercover officer to jury selection during the first trial in the death of Elijah McClain. That story is exclusive to CPR News from Justice reporter Allison Sherry.
Hundreds of potential jurors answered questions at the courthouse from lawyers about their views on police and their life experiences. This was ahead of the first trial of two officers charged. CPR News learned through recently unsealed court transcripts that one undercover officer shared information that ultimately led to a juror of color getting removed. The officer eventually told the judge she heard the juror say he hated police on his cell phone, though the man says he didn't recall saying that. In that trial, one officer was acquitted and one was convicted in McClain's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Police reform in Aurora now includes access to data about crime and police interactions. The city just published the first version of its new transparency website. Police Division Chief Chris Jewell says more types of information will be added in the future.
How many arrests do we make? How many summons or tickets do we write? How many warnings do we give? So those areas specifically are things that there's definite public interest in.
Community members say they also want to see information on complaints about officers and about cold cases. USA Boxing returns to Pueblo in April for its International Invitational. The event will feature fighters set to represent the U.S. at the Olympics later this year. They'll face off against top boxers from more than 15 other countries. Pueblo previously hosted the Invitational in 2022. This is CPR News.